speak of the Mexican pianist Maria Teresa Rodriguez, and the topic quickly turns to her recordings of the solo piano music of Carlos Chavez. However, many will advise a more thorough exploration of her work, for she was said to have had a repertoire which included more than 400 pieces, including Maurice Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin. Maria Teresa Rodriguez also championed the music of many other contemporary composers from around the world, including Prokofiev, and of course, her Mexican compatriots Carlos Chavez and Manuel Ponce. Here's a bit of Prokofiev. Maria Teresa Rodriguez passed away last week at the age of 90. I'm James Baker, and I spoke yesterday with one of Mexico's most acclaimed pianists, Jorge Federico Osorio. Maestro Osorio, when did you first encounter Maria Teresa Rodriguez?
Well, I knew her. I mean, she was always, since she was a close friend of my mother, I grew up hearing her name since I was a kid. Matesa, they used to call her. It was always a joy to be with her, with such a good humor and a very elegant lady. She was also on the jury when I won my first piano competition in Mexico City.
Do you remember when you first heard her play?
I must have been about 14 or 15.
And do you remember what was on that program?
It was a Mozart concerto, and was the number 22, actually, conducted by Eduardo Mata.
Wow.
And of course, Eduardo Mata and Maria Teresa were very, very close friends.
Well, that's such a good memory. It must have been a memorable performance.
Yeah, I remember the finale of the concerto very vividly, actually.
Well, I've seen her described, as you alluded to, as a small, elegant woman, but bigger than life when she sits at the piano. How would you describe her?
Well, it's in similar ways. I mean, reminding her of Arisa de la Rocha, because I mean, this small figure coming to the piano and really having such a control, and I mean, such a dignified playing and beautiful pianism.
I was wondering about that as well, if there were similarities with De La Rocha and Rodriguez.
Somehow, yes, I think it's the comparison. It's very, very accurate. And I said also, Maria Teresa, I mean, she had such a huge repertoire. It came, when I knew that she passed away, it was quite a shock, actually.
I read that her repertoire was more than 400 pieces, and that she always or almost always played from memory. Is this true?
Yes, that's what I heard, yes, also. I remember as a kid being very impressed when they told me that she played a whole well-tempered clavier of Bach, plus so many, many other things. I also remember, I mean, recently I heard a live recording of her playing the Chavez Piano Concerto with Chavez conducting at the Cabrillo Festival in California, which was really fantastic.
Well, as I mentioned, she had a reputation for playing the music of Carlos Chavez. She was also said, as you mentioned, to be a very good sight reader, and I read that was one of the things which impressed Carlos Chavez when he first encountered her.
Exactly, because since Chavez had this studio for younger composers, and they would finish a piece and they would just give it to Maria Teresa and she would just read it straight away. It was, what a luxury.
So, well, Chavez must have really had a lot of trust in her to approach her and ask her if she wanted to record all of his solo piano music. That's quite an extraordinary gesture of trust, isn't it?
Yeah, trust and utmost respect, and certainly because Chavez wasn't an easy person and really was quite a very demanding musician. So I think he found in Maria Teresa the perfect interpreter for his music.
Mentioned that she had such a broad repertoire, and to consider her just for her performances and interpretations of the music of Chavez is to ignore much of the significance that she had. Again, give us some idea of the breadth of her repertory.
Well, as I said, she played all the Beethoven concerti, as the Brahms concerti. As far as I know, most of all the Beethoven sonatas, I mean all the classicals, and also, of course, the music of Chopin also. She gave also recitals devoted solely to Chopin or one or other composers. She was known, I mean, by commanding a huge repertoire.
And she certainly did great service to some of the other contemporary composers of her time in Mexico, didn't she? Not just playing the music of Chavez, but some of the others around Chavez.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, there were all these young composers who studied at the time at the Taller of the Composición, that was called at the Conservatoire. And to have someone like Maria Teresa Rodriguez come and work with you and play your compositions must have been fantastic experience.
Well, I'm sure it must have been. Now, I know you play the music of Chavez, I want to ask you a little more about your recent recording of the piano concerto. But I'm wondering if at any point in the past did you study her recordings in order to inform your interpretations?
I had heard her recording of the Chavez piano concerto many years ago when she recorded with Eduardo Mata. But then it was this recording with Chavez himself conducting at the Cabrillo Festival that really, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought she played it so magnificently. And what a command of the work, my goodness. It's not Chinese. Not such an easy piece.
The final movement of Carlos Chavez Piano Concerto, played by pianist Maria Teresa Rodriguez. Maestra Rodriguez passed away recently at the age of 90, and certainly she will be long remembered for her recordings of the piano music of Chavez. However, she should also be remembered for this rare recording of the piano concerto by Manuel Ponce. Numerous are those who have praised Rodriguez during her lifetime. Carlos Chavez, upon hearing her play Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, commented that the work could never be played better. When she went to Boston to study with the Russian pianist Alexander Borovsky, he immediately declared that she was the best student he had ever had the privilege of teaching. I'm James Baker, considering the legacy of the recently deceased pianist Maria Teresa Rodriguez. Lucia Garcia Noriega, the Secretary of Culture in Mexico City, said of Rodriguez, "Her death leaves a great void in the arts and cultural community of Mexico. Her work over the years represented an unparalleled legacy for music in our country. Her interpretations, extraordinary for their sensitivity and impeccable technique, are her ultimate legacy. Jorge Federico Osorio, I'll leave the final word for you as we remember Maria Teresa Rodriguez. How do you think she should and will be remembered?
Well, of course, as a fantastic pianist, but also, I mean, the fact that she helps so much about keeping the new music alive. I mean, as I said, that period with Chavez and all the younger composers, and the fact that people could hear all these new works almost immediately, I think is so important.
Maestro Osorio, thank you so much for your memories of Maria Teresa Rodriguez, and thanks for giving so generously of your time. It's been a privilege talking to you.
And same to you, James. Bye-bye.
I'm James Baker, and I've been talking to the Mexican pianist Jorge Federico Osorio about his memories and impressions of Maria Teresa Rodriguez, who passed away on September 4th. She was 90 years old. She famously remarked that the piano has not only been my colleague and friend, it has been my life. Mexico continues today in mourning for this great artist who offered so much to so many. Descanse en paz, María Teresa.